Phone Boy Speaks, episode 914, The Ever-Shrinking Carry-On Bag. One of the challenges I have with traveling is I don't always know how much overhead space there's going to be on a plane because I don't like to check my luggage. And where it becomes a challenge is obviously the size of the bag, right? And also some overhead bins, right? First of all, depending upon what status you have on the airline, you may not have enough that you can get on the plane soon enough that there's any overhead space. And then when you get there, there may not be enough. And so what I've taken to doing is I actually do a couple of smaller bags as part of my carry-on strategy, and it seems to help, especially when I get on those regional jets, right, which have almost no overhead space. I just don't want to get my luggage lost. I don't even really like doing some of the smaller planes, they have the valet checking, but I don't feel like I want to hand my bag over to anybody. But I also, I'm not one of those guys who like takes a lot of stuff either. So I take just about what I need and not much more than that. But I also pack flexibly so that if I get onto a plane where something's too small, I've actually got a bag I can offload some of the stuff into. And so I've got room, I realize that this is, kind of a first world problem, I guess, but this is something that people, that travelers have to deal with, right? And also, another sort of dynamic that's going on is that the airlines have different opinions about what is considered a valid carry-on. Now, like the FAA in the United States has has some guidelines, but the airlines themselves have different guidelines, and they're actually, smaller in some cases. I'm starting to see this on United or whatever, and they're starting to become a little bit more annoying about, does your bag fit in the thing, right? And there's even talk now of maybe making carry-ons smaller, right? And so there's an article in GeekWire that talks about this, and so they're wanting to change the size of carry-ons to something that's smaller. And of course, this is a bonanza for the luggage companies, because that means they get to sell more crap. It's inconvenient for us as travelers, because that means we either have to buy new bags or adhere to different guidelines. It's really annoying, and I wish it'd be nice to have some sort of standard I can rely on. And this standard by the International Air Transport Association is hopefully going to be something that will stick, since it's an international organization, and if it's compliant, that all of the airlines can get on board with that standard, that would be really nice. But meanwhile, this is just another way to the airlines just sort of shove you into cattle class, as it were. As I'm doing more and more travel, this is the pain of dealing with this kind of stuff is becoming more and more annoying. So I'm hoping that the airlines can all agree on something and actually have all of the planes that provide the service actually be able to support these carry-on bags. That would be nice. It's one of the ways to say the regional jets are particularly bad about being able to actually use carry-on space. So I'm hoping this is something that will change sooner rather than later. Thanks for listening to this episode of Phone Boy Speaks. Visit phoneboy.com/PS on the web for more information.